He's gonna be at the Apple store tonight, so.
Oh, yes.
He may get a pass unless he's on from his phone there going, guys, I'm watching you. I put you on every screen here.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I put you on the big wall in the back, guys.
Okay. I have to do one thing really quickly so it's going to mess things up. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yay.
No. It's okay. It's
I wanted to see something while we got time. Do I have a cup? Oh, I was kind of secretly hoping that the green screen would make this cup disappear. Because it can be like, I'm not drinking anything tonight.
Yeah.
No, I just saw that on Reddit yesterday. There was like a, you know, most popular post just going through all the random most popular things. And there was a beer glass with like foam at the top. And it had cut out like the portrait mode of iPhone had cut out the glass itself. So you just had this drink and then just this foam hanging up in the top of space. It was really cool.
That's cool.
Okay.
Patrick, go buy yourself a 3D printer, man. I'm telling.
I got too much other stuff to do.
Oh, man. I've already made within, what, I've had it now 2 months, and I'm already in charge of 3D printing at my makerspace.
Wow.
You're hilarious. What is it? You have, like, a light, like... now that tells you what status your printers are at?
Well, yes and no. So I wired up three USB lights to a USB controller board that I can control the state of each USB port on programmatically. Yeah. And so if the printer is actually printing, it has a camera on it. So if the printer is actually printing, then two LED lights are on that are closer to the print so I can get a good image. But if it's on and not doing anything, then just a light bar across the top is on. I mean, it's cool. It's geeky.
It's geeky.
So apparently Twitch is still kind of iffy because, like, I can't load the dashboard for the channel.
Darn it.
Channel dashboard.
Darn it, Twitch.
I mean, we're online. I see us up there.
Okay.
Hi, cool. Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up. I don't see anything in chat, though.
Yeah, I saw that. That came up.
Just no one is typing in chat.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, we're like waving at each other now. Hi.
We can just talk to each other. It's okay.
Well, it's all right because I am recording everything. So if for some reason nobody watches on Twitch, it'll at least be on our YouTube channel.
Perfect. And then on podcast download.
Yeah, I got to get that finished up. That's all that's on my agenda for tomorrow is getting all that caught up. Mm-hmm. It's only take me about 19 hours. Kidding. Totally kidding.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
By the way, Glitch, we need you to go shave Jesse's head because this fro he's got going on. Can you dye it or something? Dye his hair.
I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, actually. I've been out of the office during our fireside meetings, so I haven't seen it recently. Is it getting big?
Last time I saw it, I was like,
it's like, I almost didn't recognize him when I saw pictures.
Yeah, it's like, what is?
Can you imagine Jesse with dreads?
Oh.
I was gonna say maybe you should do like a community vote and figure out what color it should be and just suggest the color. Say, you know, all the innkeepers came together, and we decided that
you do a rainbow, just every color, just rainbow. Kind of like that wig you can buy at the store for the clown wig, but for real.
Yeah. All right, well, I've got 9:00. Are you guys ready to rock and roll?
Rock and roller, yeah. Oh, I should get up the show notes, huh?
Oh, hey, thanks for bringing that up. I should probably do the same thing. I'm over here trying to make sure everything looks good, and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm missing something.
Such language!
No, he said he feels like he's missing something. It just sounded like he said F word.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
it's his accent. It's the from drawl. Tennessee.
It's sorry.
Yeah. Southern drawl gets me again.
It's a southern drawl plus his colds, his little nasals. That's all it is. It's all good.
That's what you think.
Yeah, and this is Kool-Aid I'm drinking. All right.
Is that...
And then like, dead air.
I was making sure I had the right show notes. All right. All right, so let's do this. Starting in 5, 4, 3.
Oh, yeah, I need to use the bathroom.
Welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to episode 16 of the Innkeepers Podcast. This is the first Innkeepers Podcast of 2018. If you don't know, we are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's fireside gatherings with insight and information we hope all of our fellow innkeepers will find useful. Today, we are discussing the recent announcement released by Blizzard covering the 2018 HCT Challenger Program. I'm Avantis from Knoxville, Tennessee.
This is Root from Orlando, Florida.
And this is Hilary from Halifax in Nova Scotia, Canada. And with us today is a very special guest. We have Nicole from Blizzard Esports.
Woo! Everybody.
Hey, Nicole. Welcome. So hyped to have you here. It's so cool.
Thank you for having me.
I like the green screen background you have going on. It makes you look like you're at work.
I know. Really, I'm down at the game shop, you know. I'm actually just an illusion.
Nice. Folks, coming up here in episode number 16 of the Innkeepers Podcast, we've got some news to share with you. We've also got the top share of the week from our Discord server. We're going to talk about our Innkeeper Spotlight. That's where we introduce one of our newest or longtime innkeepers in our Discord. And as mentioned, Nicole from the Blizzard Esports is here to talk about the upcoming 2018 Hearthstone Challengers Program.
And don't forget, for all of your innkeeper needs, make sure you head on over to firesidegatherings.com and also check out hsinnkeepers.com where you can find resources made by innkeepers for innkeepers.
So, Hilary, what kind of news do we have this week?
We have some pretty big news in the world of Fireside Gatherings. HCT Challengers program has been officially announced. There's a lot of chatter in the Discord server this week about that, a lot of questions, and that's why we reached out to Nicole to see if we could get her on the show and just to chat it out a bit and kind of go through some of the details of that. So that's probably the biggest news we have. On that note of news, Tavern Hero qualifiers open tomorrow for you to apply to run one. And the end of that season, the last day to host one will be February 22nd. So January 10th until February 22nd is the allotted time to run a Tavern Hero qualifier for season one of 2018.
If you want to see the official announcement from Blizzard in our server, just type !THQ2018. And if you need a little cheat sheet of all the information, that is !THQinfo. You'll get all of that for your THQ 2018 needs.
All righty. So let's talk about, before we jump in and just basically turn the show over to Glitch, let's talk real quick about our top share of the week. And this was actually from our very own Hilary. So why don't you tell us about your idea for dungeon runs?
So dungeon runs, I'm hosting a fireside this Saturday, and it was scheduled for December, and it got pushed and all these things. And the whole time, the one thing when I was planning this fireside, I was thinking, what am I going to do with dungeon runs? A couple of ideas have been posted in the Discord server of, I know Matic is out in Vancouver. He does like a leaderboard style. And then at certain times throughout the day, whoever's at the top gets a prize for the quickest dungeon run, and just making it competitive like that, it wasn't going to jive well with my community. And I couldn't figure out how I was going to make it a casual drop-in and play experience while still keeping it a bit exciting. So I figured it out at 2 a.m. lying in my bed. The idea just popped into my head, as some of the best ideas seem to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have a list of the 9 classes. The patrons will not know the order of the list. And then once we start dungeon running, it'll be everyone, we're going to do a druid run. And everyone's going to start at the same time. And then whoever finishes a full dungeon run of that class first, they're going to get a little trophy, and they'll get to pick a prize from the hidden stash, kind of like a bunch of prizing that they can pick from. And then we're going to move on to the next class. And so I think doing that, it should take up the 5 hours. I mean, I've spent I don't know how many hours trying to beat Mage in dungeon runs alone. So it should at least last the amount of time of the fireside. And if someone comes in 2 hours late, they can drop in and play. It's not going to be kind of out of reach for them. So yeah, I think it's going to work decently well. I think it's going to be interesting to see how people react to it. But I think, yeah, I think that's how it's going to work best for my community.
So Lyra, I got a question for you about that. Are you going to be setting a time limit to the dungeon run per class? So if you like have a druid run going, is that going to last 1 hour and then move on to the next and see just who's furthest ahead? Or is it going to be you're going to do that class until somebody beats?
But then how do you track who's furthest ahead? Like they would have to like concede and then you would see like how many buffs. I don't know. I think honestly, I'm just going to have it go until someone wins.
Okay.
And then if it's getting like really stagnant, maybe I'll start it. I'll maybe like if people are really stuck on rogue, I'll be like, okay, for those of you who are like tired of trying the rogue one, we're gonna run a simultaneous run, so you can be running rogue or priest right now, and whoever gets it, I think that's how I'll do it. I'll just kind of split it if need be, rather than just stop the one that's currently going.
All right, so I'm thinking about doing exactly the same thing. I'm actually gonna be printing out some wood tokens, kind of laser etching some wood tokens with our fireside logo, the actual Blizzard fireside logo on one side, and then our actual tavern logo on the other. And then people, I'll give that as tokens when they win, and same type of deal. They can come check out the loot prizes, and the more tokens you have, the better prizes you can get. So
that's cool.
So I got a couple weeks till my tournament, so I'm going to see how yours does. We'll talk about that next week. So
yeah.
I'll let you beta test your system for me.
Hey, crowdsourcing. That's what it's all about.
That is right. The Innkeeper Discord server. Yeah.
That's what we do. That's why it's like one of the best resources we have going. We're so lucky to have something like this. Speaking of resources and our Discord server, a quick introduction here. Our new Innkeeper Spotlight is Eric from Sao Paulo, Brazil. He writes in and says, "Hi, everyone. I'm Eric from Sao Paulo, Brazil." He hosted an HCT Sao Paulo Regionals in 2017, and we were very happy with our first player into the World Championship in China for the summer season. He started working with Hearthstone last year, was amazed with the scenario environment that Blizzard fans and players create around the events. Other than that, he's been working with esports in Brazil for over 5 years. He's worked with Ubisoft, HyperX, a lot of other companies. And he hopes to learn more with us and bring to Brazil the best fireside experience that he can possibly get down there. He is available 24/7 to share ideas and to learn from everybody out here. So just check out Eric from Sao Paulo, Brazil in our Discord server.
Awesome. All right, guys. So now the reason we're all here tonight, the guest of honor, Miss Glitch Nicole from the esports team. So you are, correct me if I'm wrong, the associate esports manager for Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to doing what you're doing?
All right. Well, thank you for that introduction. I mean, it's the reason I'm here tonight. You guys were all going to be here whether or not I was here. So just to make that clear, you're not all here for me. So I am an associate esports manager for Hearthstone. Primarily what I do on the esports team is work with all of the points where Fireside Gatherings touch into Hearthstone Esports. So for all of you, that really means Tavern Hero qualifiers. That's a big portion of the program that I work on. And then I also work on the Hearthstone Championship Tour playoffs system, which many of you are also familiar with. And then the third sort of pillar of what I work on is really our live event experiences for attendees. So I've taken my previous experiences doing events and stage work, my previous time in the Hearthstone community as an innkeeper, and am really scaling that up and bringing projects to fruition through our first party Blizzard live events for Hearthstone.
Where were you an innkeeper at, if I can ask?
So I was previously an innkeeper in Arizona. Had a co-innkeeper, Bites HS. He's now out here in California doing lots of work in the innkeeper and community as well, doing lots of big things still. So,
I'm sorry. Who was your co?
some guy you probably have never heard of. It's okay.
I've never heard of Bites.
No. So we were doing events out in Arizona prior to coming out here and joining Blizzard.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool. So, all right. Well, we've got a few questions for you. Root and O'Leary said, we've been talking about this a lot in the Innkeeper Discord this week. And after the announcement, there was quite a few questions, and we wanted to kind of bring those out again to maybe talk about a little more in depth for the innkeepers who might not be reading the Discord server all the time, sure, but maybe listening. So we wanted to kind of help out. So first up, as we said, there have been a lot of changes coming with the 2018 season, especially pertaining to the THQs and the Challenger Cups. Can you kind of elaborate on some of the big differences that you that are being introduced versus previous years?
Sure. So overall, the HCT Challengers program is really at its core still a lot of the same foundation as what we had previously for Tavern Hero qualifiers. It's a system that is meant to be very accessible, very open. It's the open path into the Hearthstone Championship Tour for our esports. And that's really still the same. Some of the big differences here are the fact that Cups used to be a part of the point system, but they're now part of this invite path, which includes both the online Cups and the Tavern Hero qualifiers. So Tavern Hero qualifiers are still an invite path to HCT and to the playoffs. Once you have won a Tavern Hero qualifier, you're entered into the Challenger Finals, which now contain players from both THQs and Cups. And then from there, you're able to qualify into the playoffs if you're one of the top eight players at the end of the season. So that sort of basis of it is really the same. Tavern Hero qualifiers are still all in-person tournaments happening at Fireside Gatherings that all of you are out there hosting. And a lot of the other changes that are part of the program are really structural ones in terms of who is eligible to compete and the systems that we're actually running the tournaments on for things like consistency. And so we can deep dive into each of those as we kind of cover the other questions.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. So I guess, O'Leary, you want to take the next question?
Sure. Sorry, I was reading chat. This is questions in from Discord and from Twitch chat, so keep them coming, guys. The next big question is, could you talk a little bit more about the decision to switch from best of five to best of three match format? And just to confirm, this switch, is this for the Challengers the HCT Challengers program only, or will the whole of HCT switch to best of three?
Yeah. So the switch to best of three is for HCT Challengers only. And actually, best of three was a format, I think, that was allowed previously, though most people still followed a best of five, because that's what playoffs and the championships for Hearthstone Championship Tour ran. But with HCT Challengers being an aspirational program, we really saw best of three as a format that would be more accessible to a wider number of players, with both less decks to bring and also reducing the amount of time that both Cups and Tavern Hero qualifiers could take. We received a lot of feedback, actually, that online events in particular were taking a really long time to get through. So we're kind of balancing both the amount of time that something takes and tournament integrity. And with doing the best of three, that also helps us offer a consistent tournament experience through the entire HCT Challengers program. So whether you're at a cup, you're at a Tavern Hero qualifier, or in the finals, you're very familiar with this tournament experience that you're going to have. And that's also part of the reason for introducing the tournament structure guidelines for double elimination or the Swiss with the single elimination playoff, is that consistent tournament experience that players can get. That said, we're always monitoring our programs. We want to ensure that they're the best and fairest they can be for the community and for all competitors. So we're going to be keeping an eye on how everything performs in Season 1. And wherever we see needed adjustments in Seasons 2 and 3, then we'll make those.
So noted, you guys released a PDF, and you mentioned at events, just like you said, they must either be run in Swiss or double elimination format. Could you give us a little more information regarding that? Like, are we going to be scaling Swiss, or what the decision factor behind the Swiss and double elimination formats were?
Yeah, scaling is definitely coming in Swiss. We'll have the official chart available very soon when we release our full tournament document for HCT Challengers. But as an example, I'll throw out a couple here. I have it right in front of me. So the minimum number of players for a Tavern Hero qualifier to be recognized at the end, you know, you have to have at least 16 players actually check in and play in your tournament. If for some reason you have only 16 players playing in your tournament, then what we will be asking you to do is four rounds of Swiss with a top four single elimination playoff. Once you go over 16 players and anywhere up to 32 players, you'll add an additional round of Swiss to five rounds of Swiss and a top eight playoff. From there on out, you'll see top eight single elimination playoffs from 17 or more players on. But the number of rounds of Swiss will scale at 16, 32, 64, 128, and so on.
Quick question, and this one isn't in the show notes, so I'm going to blindside you with this one. In the past, for our Tavern Hero qualifiers and other championship tournaments, we started using Skype, we've been using Discord. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be using the Battle.net chat app here for this next season, or are we using some other type of communication method?
So if you're talking about playoffs itself, and this would also be true for any player competing in the HCT Challengers finals at the end of the season, we'll still be using Discord as our main communication tool. That is one of the easiest ways for us to organize a very large community, as all of you are very aware, managing the Innkeeper Discord. So we'll be continuing to use that tool for now.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we've got a few other things we want to talk about, and we've kind of compiled a list of things that innkeepers need to keep in the back of their minds as they're going forward. And one of them, and this was something you kind of alluded to, that there is a cap. There'll be a maximum of 256 Tavern Hero qualifiers per region per season.
Yep.
And during each season, each individual innkeeper can only run up to five Tavern Hero qualifiers per season. Is that that correct?
Correct.
And
yeah, correct.
I'm just curious, was 5 an arbitrary number or?
So 5, we were trying to balance out having the opportunity to run very close to weekly events, as I know many of our innkeepers do. Our seasons are standardized to 6 full weeks, which encompasses actually 7 weekends. So we've kind of wrapped it around a weekend to ensure those days which are most popular for holding Tavern Hero qualifiers are still available, mm-hmm. even in that 6-week period. So we're balancing that, the opportunity to run nearly weekly tournaments, with ensuring that we're also doing our work to grow the group of innkeepers that are hosting events, and that those events are being spread across the entire geography of a region. So you know, just making sure that we're not looking at something where one innkeeper all of a sudden runs 20 events because they're running one, you know, every couple of days. And that's, you know, in one very specific place, and then not providing an opportunity for players in other areas within their region. So it's the overall cap also is really part of our look at how we're going to be able to, within our team, support the ecosystem of both the esports innkeepers and the players. With the caps, we're able to spend a lot more time evaluating applications, following up with events, working both directly with like innkeepers and the players, all of our community members, to iterate and improve the experience season after season. If we had unchecked growth that was able to just you know, scale exponentially, then there's always the potential there to be overwhelmed with the number of events and us then not being able to give the attention we need to the ecosystem.
Okay, that's good. That makes complete sense, and I approve. So now the next thing is the dates for season one, and we kind of touched on this, I think, earlier, mm-hmm. but season one actually begins Wednesday, January the 10th, and yep. runs through Sunday, March the 4th. Now, another big change, I believe it's a change, is that events have to be scheduled 10 days in advance of the event date. So mm-hmm. Something that's very important for innkeepers to remember is if you are scheduling an event for the last day of the season, which would be Sunday, the March 4th, those events have to be scheduled by Thursday, February the 22nd. So jot that date down, put it in your calendar app, set a Siri reminder, whatever you need to do, because after that date, they won't be able to schedule Tavern Hero qualifiers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And keep in mind, I believe the Fireside Gatherings webpage is at 7 days out. So even though the system will allow you, it's different for the specific Tavern Hero qualifier campaign. So the system would still allow you to schedule it, but when we get in there and review, we would have to decline that event for being too close.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
Mm. So just a little note.
Okay, good. Next, you have to use, and this is something very important, and this is something we kind of talked about previously before we went live on the show. Yeah. So if you don't mind to reiterate kind of what we talked about a little bit, but innkeepers must use an approved tournament platform such as either mm-hmm. BattleFi, StriveWire, ESGA, or ESL Play. You want to talk a little more about those specific platforms and how we came to that and why we're not using things like Smash.gg or something like that?
Sure. So, you know, the Hearthstone esports team is constantly looking at improving our infrastructure and our data sharing workflows, especially to make reporting for community events easier and easier. We've limited the list of approved tournament softwares to ones that currently have the capabilities to do some of the data import and export in really easy ways, and that plug into our workflows that we currently have. So those, you know, those are the things that are really driving event reporting and our ability to keep records and be looking at the health of the ecosystem. So for 2018, this is kind of the big news out of that. All Tavern Hero qualifier reporting is actually going to be through online survey responses. So for those of you who are used to doing Tavern Hero qualifiers, no more shuffling Word documents back and forth in email, no more chance for missed email, things like that. It's all going to be logged in our global results as soon as you submit that report. So it makes it easier for you. It makes it easier for us on our side. And so that's really what we were looking at when we started to put together a list of what would be the initial group of approved tournament platforms. You know, very, very much like I stated before, in terms of tournament structures, there's always a possibility for us to add more as time goes on. But these are the ones that we know work with our workflows right now.
Okay. Another kind of big change that's coming with this new system is the who is eligible to compete in a THQ. And basically the big takeaway from the PDF was that any player who hasn't qualified for one of the past three season championships, can you kind of expand a little bit on that?
So eligibility for the HCT Challengers program is really focused around being an introduction and an alternate path from the points path. So players who have not qualified and played in any of the past three consecutive playoffs are not eligible for HCT Challengers. And then, of course, once you've qualified using either a cup or a Tavern Hero qualifier for a season, then you would not be eligible, you know, to basically earn another slot within that same season. So, you know, players are responsible for knowing their eligibility status. However, it never hurts to check. These are, community tournaments that are happening. You guys put a lot of work into putting your events together. It would be really sad if somebody who wasn't actually eligible won your tournament and then all of a sudden that slot is gone because they weren't supposed to be playing. So while players are responsible, we are going to have a method in place for both organizers of cups and Tavern Hero qualifier innkeepers to actually check the list of ineligible players. So we'll have sort of a master sheet of these are the folks that we have registered as having played in the previous three playoffs. So you can very quickly check against that. Or if you have a player show up and they aren't sure if they're eligible or not, then you can check against those lists along with the updated who's qualified already this season list and use those as ways to just help your players make sure that they're not playing in something that they're not eligible for.
Yeah, and I want to point out something that was brought up in the Discord chat was if somebody were to accidentally or intentionally get in and who is ineligible and compete and win, just because they're already qualified does not mean the second place player gets that
correct
invite because they are non-transferable.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So you want to really be vigilant about knowing which of your players are eligible versus which of your players are ineligible.
So. Yeah, and this is actually the same rule as last year in terms of the qualifying spot not being transferable. We've just formalized it more now by saying you're actually ineligible to compete in this tournament if you're already qualified.
Cool. Okay. All right. Next up, we wanted to talk a little bit about something that seems to confuse quite a bit of innkeepers, you know, and that's venue fees. You know, are nominal venue fees still allowed? And I think, Root, you were looking for a little additional clarification on this specifically.
Yeah, so my understanding is that you can charge for someone to be in your event, but you cannot charge for someone to be in the actual THQ that you're having. So in the tournament, you can't charge for the tournament, but you could charge a covered charge for someone to walk through the door, for example. Is that...
Yeah, so exactly. Like, innkeepers are not allowed to charge a fee to participate in Hearthstone tournaments, including Tavern Hero qualifiers. So if you are running a Tavern Hero qualifier and you typically have, you know, a nominal venue entry fee or a cover charge that's for all attendees of your event, whether they're participating in the Tavern Hero qualifier or they're participating in the Fireside Gathering, you know, the type of fees that would help you cover your event costs, things like that. You are still absolutely allowed to do that. You just may not charge a specific tournament entry fee for the Tavern Hero qualifier itself. Obviously, all of that is subject to whatever the local laws and restrictions are in your area. So if there are other considerations that you have to make before making that decision, if you're going to have a venue entry fee, you need to do that. And always make sure that if there is a charge for coming into your event, that that's really clearly stated on your application.
Okay. All right. So just to clarify, that you can charge someone to walk through the door, but you can't charge someone to be in the tournament. And that goes for any tournament, like not THQ, just a regular, I'm having myself a Fireside Gathering this weekend and I'm going to have a little tournament here, a little Swiss tournament. I can't charge that Swiss tournament, but I can charge someone to walk through the door. Just clarifying.
So when I'm talking about Hearthstone tournaments, I'm talking about things that are directly connected to our official esports programs.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. So
yeah. So the rules are slightly different for Fireside Gatherings, I believe.
Gotcha. Because I've got a couple Fireside plants, some of the Fireside Gatherings that I've set, the taverns I've set up, who do charge. One of them charges a door entry to get in. Another one charges a fee for if you're just in their little tournament that they're having there locally. But since those are not connected to Hearthstone esports, that's cool.
Right.
But if they're doing the THQ or any of the championship tour that we're talking about here, no go on the charge. They have to. All right. Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. Free entry for Hearthstone esports.
Gotcha. That is clear as it can be. Free entry for Hearthstone esports.
There you go. All right. Next up, and this is something, personally, I have done for every THQ.
Pardon me.
No, you're good. Something I've done for every THQ, and that is decklist submissions. And now, are decklist submissions an optional format? Is that up to each individual innkeeper, or is there something we need to be doing from the esports side?
Decklist submissions are completely optional for each CT challenger. So for Tavern Hero qualifiers, we are not imposing any sort of yes, you must or no, you cannot. So that's going to be up to the specific event.
So they're optional. Yep. That's what I'm hearing.
Completely optional.
Yeah, which is good because, like I said, I've always requested them in the past, and it's really hard sometimes to get players to submit them in time, and you're trying to get everything else started before the THQ, and still having players submitting deck lists can be a nightmare. So
hopefully it's easier now with deck list codes.
So Avanti's, you're telling me you don't have a staff there to handle, you know, that part of your day when they come
in? You know, some of us aren't as lucky as others to have a full-size, you know, college providing free support.
Oh, no, the college just provides the tech stuff. I have my own innkeeper staff who I love and adore and cherish, and they're the best ones in the world.
Well,
the college does provide tech support,
though. I am very lucky to have my co-hosts from Hero Power assist me as needed most of the time. So I do have a little bit of help, but I don't have a
little
staff.
Dig at the end most of the time.
Yeah.
O'Leary, who's helping you?
I have two new people coming to help this week. And hopefully my best friend, who's now back in town, she's going to come help. And then three people who've been helping me for the past 6 months. And then one guy, Greg, I've been working with him on and off for...
Shout outs to Greg. I'm now waiting for Maticus to blow my Discord up about how he runs all his events solo, but more power to him.
Our chat's going on about staffing for events now. Way to go, Root.
Triggered. All right, so the biggest question we have, just to make sure everybody is completely clear, how do innkeepers schedule these events, these THQs?
So what's awesome about THQs is you get to use the same exact system that you're already very familiar with, firesidegatherings.com. As we mentioned earlier in the show, starting tomorrow, the application period is going to be open. The application will always open 10 days before that published season date. So if you go back to the blog post, you check out that handy little chart. It has the date spans for when Challenger Cups can be run, and it has the actual season dates for when Tavern Hero Qualifier events can be run. Application will open 10 days in advance. So if you get your application in right away, that means you can host an event on the first day of the season. You'll go on to firesidegatherings.com, fill out your event application. You'll click the little button to be a part of the Tavern Hero Qualifier campaign. And what that will do is on our end, that sends it directly over to esports so we can review and check out your event. So it won't go through the automatic approval. You won't see it pop up on the website right away. That's why we have the 10-day window, because it's going to take time for us to review it. If we have questions, we might reach out and ask for more information. But otherwise, once we've had the chance to review it and approve it, you'll see it pop up on the website. You'll get the little special event Compass Rose on it. So that paired along with the campaign is what will tell players that you're an officially approved esports tournament at your Fireside Gathering.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I've got a spinoff on this. What if someone's interested in hosting a Challenger Cup, an online Challenger Cup? How do they go about that?
So if you're interested in hosting a Challenger Cup, you're going to want to reach out to HearthstoneAdmin@Blizzard.com. And our team there that monitor that box are going to be able to get you the information that you need so that you know what all the exact requirements are and look at getting you set up to work in the online platform.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we did have a couple of questions from the chat room. Jarston TV asks, why do Challenger Cups have two slots available for the for Challenger Finals while THQs only pass along one?
So there's a couple of elements to this. Part of it is really that Challenger Cups are much larger tournaments. We can't offer a second slot to Tavern Hero Qualifiers because in general, Tavern Hero Qualifiers are much smaller. The minimum number of players is 16 versus the Challenger Cups, the minimum number of players is 64. So we felt that the Challenger Cups were large enough tournaments that for this first season, we would offer a second seat. That may change in future seasons as more organizers jump into the ecosystem.
Okay. And Murloc Paste from Twitch chat also asks, what will make this year's Tavern Hero qualifiers more special than, say, a Challenger Cup?
Well, for me, and this is me speaking much more personally, Tavern Hero qualifiers are in person at Fireside Gatherings. There's something really magical about going in person and playing, sitting across from the person that you're playing against, being able to banter back and forth, things like that. That's the part for me that I think is really special about Tavern Hero qualifiers, and the reason that I hope all of you out there, all of you innkeepers out there, continue to host these community events, because also, you know, not everyone is going to want the nature of an online tournament. Those are also much bigger tournaments. Maybe they're a little more intimidating than it is to sort of roll into your local tavern and have these friendly faces, or at least at the very minimum, if you're brand new, the friendly face of your innkeeper bringing you into this system and kind of learning what it is to be a competitive player at a live tournament. Because once you leave from the Challenger Finals, you know, you go to playoffs. That is sort of a crossover. You know, you go on site. You're playing with from the same location as a bunch of other qualified players, even though you're still playing online. And then as you move through the system more, you know, the championships, you're going to be right there, sitting face to face with, you know, Pavel or Orange or Purple. So. So it's good to get that experience of what it is to see and look at and read your opponent and not just the game board on your computer. That's that, and then all the camaraderie is what makes THQ special in my mind.
Awesome. All right, Root, did you have any questions from the Discord?
We do, but we have a late entry from Twitch as well, from Gallicott. He just wants to be sure if he could just follow HS Esports on Twitter. Will the updates about the Challenger Cups and Tavern Heroes be posted there?
Yep, absolutely. HS Esports on Twitter is a great place to go. We're, you know, we'll continue to have the blog and continue to populate our website. The blog post is where you'll see the qualified players list updating throughout the season. So, HSE Sports, both on Twitter and Facebook, are going to be sort of your late-breaking, up-to-date information as we put things out.
And another question he has are there any restrictions to hosting Tavern Hero qualifiers for innkeepers outside of hosting our normal events that we do? What kind of restrictions can we expect to see as innkeepers for an actual THQ event?
I think we have all of the restrictions that apply in the blog post. So you do have to have an established tavern. That is the big one as an innkeeper. And other than that, it's really following the format, ensuring that you don't have a fee for the tournament entry, you know, choosing an appropriate venue with the infrastructure to hold the tournament, and then just making sure that you're within the correct campaign windows, using that campaign feature, and following the tournament structures that we've outlined.
Awesome. So what I'm hearing here is read the blog post. All right, I do have some questions from our Discord. A couple of you've already addressed, but some people want just a little more clarification on this. Okay. Mark from Kitchener, Ontario, and I probably mispronounced that, apologize. He said, will he be able to edit an existing upcoming event and just add the check mark to make it a Tavern Hero qualifier? And if so, will he have to wait to 3 to 5 days for that to be reapproved?
So as soon as you add the campaign, it will put it in our manual approval queue. You should be able to edit it once everything goes live tomorrow morning. So just exactly the same, like it won't automatically show back up. It may take a day or two, but as long as you're doing that checkbox and it's getting into our queue and it's still at least 10 days out, then we'll approve it and get it back up on the website for you as soon as we can.
So, Mark, just so you know, you're not alone. I submitted, I did all mine today for January 27th, and now I have to go back tomorrow. And so I've done all my Facebook advertising and pointing a lot of traffic to that webpage that's now going to not show up. But that's fine. He has another question. He says, I know the webpage says official tournament tools need to be used. He's used Challenge in the past. Would he be able to use Challenge again, or must he switch to something like Battlefy?
Yeah, so you'll have to use one of the four approved tournament softwares. Those are right now BattleFi, StriveWire, ESL Play, and ESGA. We may add more in the future, but for now, those are the four that you can use for brackets.
All right, Mark, so no more challenge. Switch to Battify. It's the way to go anyhow. Maticus chimes in, and he says he wants dates. He wants to know when they can expect a PDF or official documentation on the rules, standards, processes, and everything else for Tavern Hero and Challenger Cups so that he can modify his events to ensure compliance. So... is that in the blog post as well, or is it going to be a separate documentation for all that?
Pretty much all of the key details are in the blog post because we wanted to make sure that we had those. If you're following all of the things in the blog post, then you're good to go. You're following all of the things that you'll see when the official rules come out, and official rules soon.
Awesome. I have another question here from him. By the way, he says, thank God no more PDFs to fill out. So Matt, thank you about that.
Okay. We did it just for you. We did just it just for you, Matt.
See, you don't get a staff, but you don't have PDFs either. So it's all right. He has a little bit of a clarification about the qualifications. He says, if somebody qualified for playoffs at some point last year, but was unable to attend the event, are they considered ineligible for playoffs? So he had a player who missed out on the event last year, qualified for it, missed out on it. Is he still eligible or is he ineligible simply because he qualified but did not attend?
So I don't want to answer that question without being able to ask the rest of my team because that is a very, that is a very fine point on it. So what they should do is go ahead and email HearthstoneAdmin@Blizzard.com. With that question, and we would actually be able to both look up for that actual player and clarify that out.
All right, Maticus, so you know what to do. Yeah. Email them. They'll get your answer, your questions answered and your answers questioned, really. and he has one more follow-up, which is a really nice one, I think, here. He says, if he can ask, which he did, what were some of the challenges and difficulties you picked up on in the last year that contributed to the changes for the 2018 program?
Oh, wow. that's a really big question. I'll just speak more generally from my own position as somebody who interacts with all of you. You know, I interact with all of you as innkeepers a lot, and then other members of our team are interacting a lot with the players, especially when it comes time that we're getting them into the Challenger Finals, what used to be the Tavern Hero Tournament, and shepherding folks through that system and getting players qualified for HCT. So for me, you know, what I was providing into the team was just that insight from listening to all of your voices, seeing, you know, what worked and what didn't work on our own internal processes. But a lot of the things that we've implemented for this year have come from us just sort of watching, listening, questioning, listening to answers to those questions from all of you as our community. And so, you know, we really appreciate all of the innkeepers going on this journey with us. We know that the system is different, but there's a lot of elements. And I like I said before, I think the spirit of Tavern Hero Qualifiers is still really there. And I hope that... you know, I hope that we're just able to continue to work together to provide this opportunity for our players.
Awesome. And the last thing Maticus has to say is
thank I thought you said that was the last one.
Well, he said thank you okay. for answering his question. So yeah, he's happy.
I want to brag on Glitch just a little bit for a second. You know, she's an all-star. I don't care what people say, you know, behind the scenes. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without her because let me tell you a little quick story. And you guys, so those of you that listen regularly have heard this, but I was blessed with the opportunity to go and assist at Summer HCT in Boston. And as you guys know, it was a rough go of it because we ended up losing internet. But I was able to remain calm about all of it because I knew that Glitch and the other team esports team members were working behind the scenes to help us resolve these issues and get these players taken care of. And, you know, having you there allowed me to stay calm, which allowed me to kind of keep the other innkeepers that I was assisting calm and keep the players calm and let them know that you know, it was going to be taken care of. And it was, and we ended up still having a pretty good event. And I just want to say thank you for all you do behind the scenes for all of us out there trying to run these events.
Well, thank you. No, seriously, thank you. You guys are, you know, a huge part of the foundation of this, from Tavern Hero qualifiers to all the work you've put into playoffs. So it doesn't happen without you. You know, we're a team, so I appreciate that. I, you know, always reach out and make sure that if things like that are coming up, you let me know.
Since we're bragging on Glitch, I have a brag on Glitch. This is a new segment called Brag on Glitch. So I met Glitch the first time. She had just gotten off the plane. This is at the Innkeeper Summit last year. You just gotten off the plane from, I believe, Singapore or somewhere.
Shanghai.
Yeah, yep, Shanghai.
Just came back from a spring championship in Shanghai.
And you were like, you had come off the plane to the hotel.
Yeah, I think I'd been home about 12 hours.
Yeah, and you're like, you had this dazed look. And you're like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then you were gone because you went up to sleep it off or whatever. The next time that I see her is at BlizzCon. And I'm down in the Hilton lobby. And I'm, you know, I got some friends around me, whatnot. And she's got a little Blizzard name tag on, and she walks by and she goes, oh, hey, Root. And I'm like, oh, hey. And then as we had a great conversation and people left, and, you know, she left and everyone's like, someone from Blizzard said hello to you. And they knew your name. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. So it was like immediate geek elevation level. It was like, oh, yeah, I just got geek cred just because you said, oh, hey, Root. So never forget to greet people by their gamer tags. It's just
all right.
We actually have one more question for you, and Kelsey's going to ask it.
One more question, and this is from OTK Innkeeper. Now, there was another question in the chat about more Fireside program stuff, where Glitch here is more connected with the esports stuff. I think we're going to save that question for another podcast, but don't worry, I didn't see it. But this question from OTK Innkeeper, what would be the requirements for us to be HCT tour stop hosts? Now, I know a lot of people are asking about tour stops, mm-hmm. and there isn't a whole lot of information available about those yet.
Yeah, so I don't have all the direct information for tour stops, but any innkeeper who is interested in learning more, the best thing to do is to actually just reach out to me directly, whether you message me because you're active in the Discord and you can find me in there. It's actually one of the best ways to do it, or a variety of folks such as these three lovely hosts here know how to reach me as well via email. So that's really the best thing to do is reach out. I'll, you know, ask you some questions about to talk about your sort of infrastructure and larger scale tournament experience, because as you all know, tour stops are what used to be majors. So that already gives you a good idea of what the package of an HCT tour stop entails. Provide a little bit of information like that, and what I can do is get you plugged into the team member who's responsible for managing all of the organizers in that program.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to help us answer some of these questions from other innkeepers. We are greatly appreciative.
Of course.
So that's going to wrap it up for us this week, basically. Thank you for joining us for episode 16. We touched on the Tavern Hero qualifiers in 2018, how they are getting an upgrade into the new HCT Challengers program. There are plenty of changes to educate yourself about. So as we said earlier, make sure you do take some time and go and read through the PDF that was released earlier. If you do have any other questions about them after you read through the PDF, that something maybe you're not clear on, feel free to email us at hsnkeepers@gmail.com, and we can pass those along to Glitch and try to get you guys some answers. So that's going to do it. Aliri, if anybody wants to follow you anymore online, where can they find you?
I don't know why, but the way you
I want to follow you more.
If you want to follow me more, you can find me on Twitter at Aliri, A-L-E-I-R-R-I, or in the Discord server. We're pretty active in there in the daily, so that's definitely going to be a one-stop shop for all the best innkeepers in the biz. Root, if people want to find more about you, where can they find that?
You want to follow me more? Florida Fireside on the Twitters, on the Facebooks, and everywhere else. You can find me in the Discord server as Root, and I'm also on Twitter as Hearthcast Root. Also host Hearthcast. It's a weekly or biweekly show about the Blizzard universe. So check us out over there, hearthcast.com. Avantes, where might people follow you more on the internets?
Of course, you can always find me on Twitter at AvantesHS. Like Root, I do also host a weekly podcast specifically pertaining to Hearthstone called Hero Power with my co-hosts Zerotio and Versica. You can find us every Wednesday night at 7:30 on Twitch. And Glitch, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, where would be the best place for people if they are looking for more information about THQs and challengers on the Twitterverse, or where else you think might be the best place for them to go and look?
So the best place to keep track of upcoming news and to find announcements, things like that, as we have information that's coming out, is going to be at HS Esports. That's going to be where you find everything from Tavern Hero qualifiers to HCT information. If you have more specific questions, then, like I stated, feel free to reach out on the Innkeeper Discord. I'm not as active daily, but I do try to be really active when we have information that's specific to Fireside Gatherings that is being announced for esports. And then all of your lovely moderators are really good about tagging me if something comes up that they can't answer, but there's a lot of knowledge there already. If you, for some reason, can't find me on the Discord, you can also direct message me on Twitter at AKA Glitch, and I can get plugged into a more one-on-one conversation with you for specific questions.
All right. Well, awesome. Thank you again for joining us. As we close out the show, we also want to thank everyone who joined us in chat tonight. And
including Mark Pad, who managed to jump in.
He finally made it.
he's like at an event at an Apple store.
Yeah.
Still manages to log in and listen and find us. That's awesome.
And we want to thank all of you who are listening to us via our audio cast. You know, we do this for you guys, and we will see you all again next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Innkeepers podcast. For all sorts of Hearthstone community related goodness, check out hsinnkeepers.com. Ah, come on now. Are you just roping me along? Swinghammer.
Kind of wonder if he's wearing his shoes. Think Mars is wearing his shoes?
No.